This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, with me Tan Chung Han and Melissa Idris. As we speak, a US congressional hearing on Facebook's business practices just concluded. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has already been reported apologizing, pledging to sacrifice profits for the larger objective of protecting the platform's community. On the line is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers in New York, to give us his perspective on the impact of these hearings on Facebook's business model. Good morning, Dodge, Sharad here. I want to begin with the statement that Zuckerberg made that he will sacrifice profitability for putting in place a slew of mechanisms to protect users. How is this going to play out for the shareholders of Facebook?
Good morning. I believe it will be positive longer term. The first initial reaction to what he's been saying so far, he still has to say to meet tomorrow, has been positive because he's been apologetic. He's committing. He's also indicating that what's right will be more important than making increasing the profitability, and perhaps that will be good for Facebook longer term. We will see. But for now, he needs to follow through. We need to see proof of what he's saying. If we see enough proof and that there's a time period of maybe 6 months to a year where this begins to fade and there are no further worries, then I think it will be positive for Facebook much longer term.
Hi, Dodge, it's Melissa. Now, do you think that at the end of these hearings, lawmakers could impose new, stricter legislation to protect consumer privacy and also restrict what companies like Facebook can do with the data they collect? Do you think that will be the end result?
It could very well be the end result, and I'm going to be watching it. The real question that I have is, if they put the laws into effect, will there be enough power, enough understanding of what goes on with Facebook in order to ensure that the implementation of the laws will be effective? We don't know that. That remains to be a big question. Obviously, Congress is not going to have that ability, and we're going to have to see, because we're talking about a technological challenge. So it needs to be proved, but yes, it may be the end result.
Dodge, if there are stricter regulations put in place, do you think then we could see a ripple effect to, say, the broader tech sector, particularly the FANG stocks?
Yes, but it might be positive if Facebook can prove that if there is regulatory implementation, that it can live up to ensuring privacy to all those who use Facebook. And if that's the case, then it could be very positive. But when you get to some of the smaller institutions that are involved with this public access, they may not have the cash, the wherewithal to implement as much as Facebook. So we'll see. We'll see. But right now, I'm hopeful that it will be positive, that if there is implementation, that it will be it'll be real and promising and actually follow through.
Hey, Dodge, it's Han here. So let's now turn our attentions to somewhere where Facebook is not. Let's talk about China. President Xi Jinping announcing plans to open up the Chinese economy. Now, what do you make of those comments? Should global investors be more bullish on the Chinese outlook, or should there be some level of cynicism here?
Needs to be proven. Obviously, China's playing the role of good cop. President Xi asserted this morning, yes, he wants free trade. Yes, he pledged to open up China to financial service firms and insurance companies, and most importantly, to lower auto tariffs. That's been a key issue for Trump, who highlighted it over the weekend. So this is a very good start, but it's too early to declare victory. The Chinese have pledged before to open up markets but haven't followed through. And what will be sufficient for Trump to declare enough of a victory politically and call for a truce? Trump's endgame is really not clear, and the comments from Xi have to be viewed as constructive, but clearly China doesn't want a trade war. And we're going to have to wait and see if there's follow-through. And we have to view it in terms, and there may very well be follow-through in this area, because there are other areas where China can make progress, like in North Korea. Also, they have communications blocking capability around the China Sea now. So there are many other political issues where China can take control and perhaps let the U.S. have some a win in this area.
Right, so that's the concerns for China moving forward. But still, given those comments, you described it as a very good start. Good start enough to perhaps dial down the risk of a trade war? I guess that's the ongoing question right now, eh?
Yes, you're right. And yes, it does downgrade the danger for now. There will be a political process that's going to go on. And so there'll be an increase and a decrease in terms of the perceived tension and the perceived the appropriate ending for both China and the U.S. But yes, the trend is favorable. We are stepping back from the abyss of a true trade war. So far, so good, but we will have to see how it plays out. We must be prepared for ups and downs during this process, which is all part of the normal business process of negotiation.
Thank you very much, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Landview's Capital Managers in New York. A very optimistic Dodge there when looking at the prospects for Facebook. But what about the short term? In the short term, is Facebook going to, and its shareholders, be very unhappy that profitability is going to be sacrificed?
Well, short term, they'll have to go through this whole process again tomorrow. So there's another day of hearings.
Okay. So what some commentators are saying, you know, the Facebooks of the world have been having such great news. They've had good year after year of good news. Now they're going to perhaps be facing a year of not so great news.
So you're talking about the Facebook shareholders, right? But what about the Facebook users? And in terms of regulation, when I asked Dodge, I think he believes, you know, it's really a wait and see situation. We've got another day of hearings with Congress tomorrow. But, you know, Facebook has again, time and again, made multiple mistakes. And we've forgiven them as users and as society, forgiven Facebook for these mistakes every time Mark Zuckerberg apologizes.
Have they been punished for it? I mean, this is one of the things, right? I mean, they have made billions, gazillions, I can say. I don't know if that's a real word. They've made a lot of money on the basis of all these dodgy practices. And will somebody say, well, actually, maybe the way to get you to change is to make it painful for you for what you've profited from before?
Well, maybe. And, you know, so the prospects of fines, we'll have to wait and see whether that is actually on the table. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we ask about the profitability, whether the fundamentals of Facebook can withstand this potential regulatory onslaught, right? But, you know, going back to shareholders, look, you know, Facebook shares closed 4.5% up at $165. It's two straight days of gains. Even leading up to this testimony before the Senate, Facebook shares gain about 0.5 percentage point. So you have those numbers there. Shareholders thinking that day one of these hearings, it's a win. Now, what does this mean for the user side? We spoke about that, right? So one of the headlines that came out was there is now this possibility of a paid Facebook service. If you don't want the ads, if you don't want all that big data, you know, thingamabob that goes on behind the scenes, you want something that has a more solid user agreement, pay up.
Facebook has about 2 billion users, guys. If it were a country, it'd be bigger than China. Do you think that a lot of these users would want to pay? I say that not being a Facebook user myself.
Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, maybe 2020, maybe he's going to run for the presidency, you know, emperor of all he surveys, maybe. We'll be back with a look at more business stories. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.